Florida Citrus Mutual spokesman Andrew Meadows says now that the government shutdown is over, the grower organization is working to ensure temporary citrus harvesters allowed under the federal H-2A program are made available in time for this year's harvest.
We're happy that the shutdown's over, but we have quite a few applications from our growers that are hung up in the Chicago Processing Center. That's where they manage and process those applications. So our challenge now is to get the Department of Labor to expedite those applications and get those harvesters here in Florida, because as you know, our harvest begins in earnest in the next couple weeks.
Has there been any problem thus far that you're aware of? I know we're just early in the harvest season.
No, just getting those applications processed. Again, we're down to the critical time now, and we've lost 2 weeks, and the H-2A process is not an easy process. So we're working with Senator Bill Nelson, as well as Agriculture Secretary Vilsack, to reach out to the Department of Labor, who oversees the program, and get them to really get these applications through, because this isn't only a Florida citrus issue. This is a domestic agriculture issue. You've got specialty crops all across the United States that are harvesting now in California as well, and they need these H-2A workers.
In Florida, how important are H-2A workers?
Yeah, we use about 16,000 harvesters each crop year, and a little more than half of those are H-2A workers. So our growers have done right by the government and are attempting to play as much by the rules as they can with these workers. And we need the federal government to respond to us now and get these applications expedited.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.